We've been reading these same verses for the last few days. And just to remind you again, kind of what happens is if I'm studying for a message, then there's just no anointing on it in these services. It's really become true in everything I do. I just spend time with the Lord in the mornings, hang out with Him. And then if something God speaks to me where I have an encounter with the Lord, then I share that. And if He doesn't, then we're not going to have anything. But so far, He's been faithful. And so it's really my devotional time. And whenever long ago that was, the Lord said, if I would just crawl through the Gospel of John, He would speak to me about the love of God revealed in Christ. And so that's what we do. And so sometimes it seems like we get stuck in a little section. And it's not because I'm trying to be super thorough. I'm just hanging out with Jesus. And those are the scriptures I'm hanging out with in my prayer time. And if something jumps off the page and I have an encounter with the Lord, then I know that's what I'm supposed to talk about. In John, those verses when Jesus tells Peter and the gods twice, where I'm going, you can't come. Now, when Peter later asked, and Brett just read these verses, that when Peter asked the question, well, Lord, you know, where are you going? He says, well, where I'm going, you can't come, but you're about to come after, later. He says, you can't follow me there. You come after. And of course, we've talked about the fact that that's the cross, that Jesus was going to the cross, and that Peter or any of them couldn't go there. Jesus went there on our behalf. That's why I love when Peter says to him, well, Lord, why can't I follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus answered and said, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times. And so it's kind of like Jesus is saying, no, here's the issue. I'm going to lay my life down for you. It's not about you going to lay your life down for me. But until I lay my life down for you, you're not going to be able to follow me. And then when he gets in verse 1 of chapter 14, and again, just remove the chapter divisions. Just hear the flow. Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times. Do not let your heart be troubled. Speaking to the disciples, but also speaking to Peter, because he just told Peter that he's going to deny him. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. And so I say this every time I use these scriptures, because some of you grew up in the King James Version. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. The word mansions is not there. It's just the word abiding place, the same word is used in John 15. In my Father's house are many abiding places. And Jesus said in John 15, if you abide in me and I in you. So the abiding place is that place in Christ. If I go and prepare a place for you, he says, in my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, if you're a CTKer, the encouraging thing to you will be that all this stuff that I've been sharing in these scriptures is likely what I'm going to talk about as a whole on Sunday morning. We have a little more time to expand. But when I was reading this morning, and I was just thinking about what Jesus had said to them earlier, I'm going to a place where you can't go. And he said, you'll be able to follow me later. And we knew that he was talking about the cross to prepare a place for you. The place that he went to prepare a place, was the cross. That in his death, remind ourselves again that Jesus in his death didn't just die for us. He was clothed in your humanity and mine. He was clothed with your brokenness. He was clothed with your sinfulness. He became sin, scripture says, on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so he became all the things that was wrong with us because of the fall. And on the cross, he died for our sins, but he also died as us to all that brokenness, and then was raised up. We were raised up with him, and Christ himself became our abiding place. If you're a Christian, what makes you a Christian is that you are in Christ. You have been placed into his very life so that he now joined to you and you now joined to him, he can live his abundant life through your life, the everyday things that make up your life. But I was reading that and it says, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And then my mind just began to think, Lord, if you were to ask almost any Christian, and I even Googled it, you know, Google knows everything. I just Googled, why did Jesus die on the cross? And it said things like, first thing was, it was Jesus came to satisfy the wrath of God. God poured out his wrath on Jesus so that he wouldn't have to pour out his wrath on us. But of course, that's not true. God poured out his wrath on sin. He poured out his wrath on the reign of sin, not on the person of Christ. God never wanted to pour out his wrath on you. What he hated was sin, not people. Scripture says God so loved the world. Scripture says this is love, that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he didn't hate us before we became a Christian. He loved us. And he wanted to set us free from the reign of sin. So when you think about, well, then Jesus died on the cross to satisfy God's justice. The wages of sin is death, and therefore Jesus died in their place and paid the penalty for sin. That's true. Jesus died on the cross to reconcile us to the Father. That's true. We were separated from him, and through Christ, we were brought near. That's true. Jesus died on the cross he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That's true. Jesus came to free us from sin's reign. You know, did you know that Jesus came so that you wouldn't be grouchy anymore? Jesus came so that you wouldn't gossip anymore. Jesus came so that you wouldn't be in a bad mood anymore. Jesus came so you wouldn't be critical anymore. it gets down to that. Because that's where we live. That's what makes people miserable, that kind of stuff. But he sums it up and he says this. Why did Jesus go to the cross? He says, I go to the cross. All those other things are true in terms of he died for my sins, paid the penalty of my sin. He reconciled me to the Father. He came to take away sin's ability to control my life. I don't have to live bitter or angry or frustrated, resentful. But what he says is, I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus didn't go to the cross to make a mad God happy. Jesus didn't go to the cross to quench the angry heart of the Father. Jesus didn't go to the cross, first and foremost, for something for God. He went to the cross to prepare a place for you. Amen. And me. Now again, CTKers, you're going to hear all this stuff again Sunday. More thought through than just through my devotional time. But he went to the cross to prepare a place for you. The whole point of the cross, the whole point of Jesus coming, the whole point of Jesus clothing himself in your humanity and my humanity was to rescue you and to rescue me and to provide a place for us where we could experience freedom from sin's reign, a place of forgiveness, a place where we have nearness with the Father, and all that is in him. And he went to prepare a place for you and I. That's how much he loves you. He came and died on the cross because of you. Not because of him. Not because to satisfy some need in him, to pour out his wrath. He came because there was an enormous need in us. And he created us to be near. He created us to be whole. He created us to experience everything he has and everything that he is. And in fall, we turned our back on all that. And instead of him turning his back on us in response, because God's not a pouting God, and he doesn't cop attitudes, and he wasn't in a bad mood for several thousand years until Jesus died on the cross, he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the place he came to prepare for you. You understand? His beating heart to save you, not just from what you had done, but from what you and I had become as fallen people. That's what he came to save us from. I got into where I don't even like watching the news much anymore because it's just bad news. And everybody on different sides of the argument's like, it's their problem there's bad news. And it's not their fault it's bad news. And there's just this junk and anger and hatred. And they all lie about each other. All of them do. To make the person look the worst they can make them look so they can get what they want. It's all about power and all about that kind of stuff. And I watched that stuff. I said, Jesus came to rescue you from all that. And I can understand why lost people would act that way. But what breaks my heart is watch Christians act that way. Those who claim to be Christians. Because Jesus came to prepare a place for you that's not that. He came to prepare a place for you that's full of peace that passes understanding. A joy unspeakable, full of glory. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I don't know, that just blew me away this morning when I read that again. Why did you come? Why did you go? He says, I go to prepare a place. Why did you go to the cross? Here's the reason. Your sins did get paid for. You were reconciled to the Father. You're set free from the reign of sin. But all that's because I went to prepare a wonderful place for you. Because you meant more to me than anything else. Hear this. The Bible is all about Jesus. And Jesus is all about you. The one who became a man. Because he's all about you. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And if that's true, if that's his heart, then we should expect that he would want to touch your life today, even heal you. Because the place he's prepared for you is a place of wholeness and freedom. So if you got issues with anger or there's something going on in your body, or if you're bitter, resentful, if you're confused, if whatever it might be, then just tell the Lord, really simple, just say to the Lord, I don't want that anymore. I want the place you prepared for me. Amen. And he can make that happen. He can cause you to enter into that, to see that, to be conscious of that, embrace that, to sink into that in a moment. Amen.